Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What I'm saying is that just like you, your fellowship with somebody can be affected by how they treat your kids. He's that way. You're that way because he's that way. What if somebody wants to be your best friend? Loves you, loves you, loves you. Think you hung the moon and stars, but they treat your kid like dirt. Kick them when they're down. Hurt them. Are you okay? Yeah, but they like you. No, actually the opposite is true. Even if they kind of slight you and don't pay much attention to you, if they save your child, you're their friend for life. Yes. Yes. Is that right? Yes, if they're there when your child needs them, yeah. They don't have to pay attention to you. They made a friend forever.
That's right.
Well, the Father's this way. And the thing is, he does love you. But he loves them just as much as he loves you. And if you treat them bad, he's not okay with that. That doesn't mean he says, you're no longer my child, you're lost, I'm taking your name out of the Lamb's Book of Life. No, 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 no. It just means you need to get it fixed. Amen. You need to get it fixed with them, and then you need to talk to him about it. It can be fixed quickly, but you can't just treat other people like dirt and be okay with him. Go with me to the New Testament here in Matthew 5. Matthew 5, 21. I'm going to read this from the Complete Jewish Translation, the CJB. Matthew 5, 21. Jesus said, you have heard that it was said to an older generation, do not murder. Whoever murders will be subjected to judgment. Now we'll see if we have time in 1 John. He says, if you hate your brother, you're a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. If you really do hate your brother and sister, and you're okay with doing that, your salvation's questionable. Have you really been born again? I'm quoting the Bible. Have you read 1 John?
Yes.
Y'all got too quiet. I'll get into some more detail in just a moment. He says, I tell you that anyone who nurses anger against his brother will be subject to judgment. Whoever calls his brother, you good for nothing, will be brought before the Sanhedrin. Whoever says fool incurs the penalty of burning in the fire of Gehenna. So if you're offering your gift at the temple altar and you remember your brother has something against you, leave your gift where it is by the altar, go make peace with your brother, then come back and offer your gift. He says with an offering, if you're at odds with people, get that fixed before you bring me that offering. Should we pay attention to that?
Yes.
Does it matter? Because people like to live in a fairy tale world. They, you know, they're just ugly as can be to people right and left. But then, oh, me and God, we're wonderful. Just me and you, you know. All these other folks, I hate them, but me and you. Well, it doesn't work any more than people hate your kids and will be okay with you. It's such an issue that he says, don't bring me that offering when you're all messed up with them on that. Go get it fixed first. Then bring me the offering. Do you remember that 1 Peter talks about husbands and wives treating each other well and right, respectfully and honorably, that your prayers be not hindered. Well, your prayer is something between you and God. And oh man, this has happened so many times. Husbands and wives have treated each other bad. But then imagine that they're just 100% with God. And just pray. But if they were spiritual enough to realize, the Lord would say, wait a minute. I want to talk to you about your husband, what you just said and did. I want to talk to you about your wife. He doesn't hate you. He's not against you. But you can't just compartmentalize your life and say, I'm good with God no matter how I treat people. Amen. It's not reality. I don't know that I've ever said that exactly that way before. Anybody think it's right? It's true. And in Mark 11, one of our most favorite verses of all time, Mark 11, 23 and 24, actually begins in verse 22 and flows through verse 25. Look at 24, because if I read all of them, I'll get stirred up about faith. He said, therefore I say to you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. That's between you and God, isn't it? Yes. That's me believing God for something I need or I want. Verse 25, and. Everybody say and.
And.
And why are you standing there praying? Why are you standing there endeavoring to believe you receive what you desire? The Lord said, forgive. If you got anything against anybody, forgive them, that your Father also in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. Verse 26, if you don't forgive your Father in heaven, neither will he forgive you your trespasses. Should we take this seriously?
Yes.
How we treat each other directly impacts our fellowship with the Father. You can't separate them. For one thing, you'd be ignoring the New Testament commandment. The. He gave us one. Love each other as I have loved you. Again, that is not based on any kind of feeling. It's a choice. It's a decision. You can treat people like you love them as a choice, as an act of faith. When you feel anything but that, we don't walk by feelings. Faith is a choice. Love is a choice. To act on the command, I'm saying. Love is actually a person. But acting on the love command is a choice. Whew, thank you, Lord. Do you see this in the Scriptures? Is this man's idea, or is this the Word of God? It is the Word of God. Go with me, please. Thank you, Lord. To Romans, the 12th chapter. Now, the enemy's plan, I tell you what, I'm not ready for that. Go back to 1 John 3. 1 John 3. I'm telling you, this is the place to camp during this series, 1 John. It is so rich. Oh my, the amazing things that are in here. The enemy's plan is deception, division, destruction. And it has been all too successful. He's a liar and a deceiver. He lies to you about me. He lies to you about God. He lies to you about yourself. Right? And while he's lying to you about me, he's lying to me about you. Can you see that? Deception. But now love is not quick to believe the worst about anybody. Right? It's kind of like what we were saying earlier about the climate change. When it comes to people, you need to be skeptical. You need to ask questions. Somebody says, well, so-and-so, you know, they did this and that. Don't just go, oh, that's awful. I hate them. Don't want to be around them anymore. Are they a brother? Are they a sister? Then you need to start saying, who said?
That's right.
How do you know? Love is not quick to believe. And that'll help you, you know, from actually making a fool out of yourself. Jumping on the bandwagon of a lie and saying and doing things is hurtful and harmful and find out later it wasn't even that way. Don't you look foolish now. Being spiritual means being slow to speak, slow to get angry. Is that right? And you don't judge. You ask questions. Did you hear about what happened to so-and-so? Did you hear what they did? Did you hear what that sorry, you know, person did? How do you know? Who told you? How do they know? So many of these things are either partially untrue or completely untrue. Have you seen this kind of stuff? And man, social media. That's why I stay off. Social media has just taken this to the next level, man. I mean, do you understand just because it's posted doesn't make it so? Come on. Do you understand this?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but it's on the internet. And it's got 800,000 likes. Did you not know that there could be 800,000 confused people on the planet? There's more than that. It all starts one by one. One person had a dumb idea. Three more people liked it. Then their 12 friends liked what the three friends liked that never checked out, never examined anything. People just hear stuff and just go, yeah, that's right. Were you there? Is anybody you know anybody that was there? And as believers, we're commanded not to judge, even if they did do this terrible thing. For all you know, they've repented with God and are right with Him before you ever heard about it. He's not holding it against them. He's not even remembering it anymore. So why do you want to be spreading it all over the internet? The Bible said, he that's of a faithful spirit conceals the matter. Faithful people don't talk. You can see why the Bible says faithful people are rare. They are. Truly faithful people, rare.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation, in its entirety, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.